Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. 1 hour left in the show before the weekend. Weekend is right around the corner. Hopefully everybody's got fun weekend plans. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. So
yeah, man, but not
get out there and enjoy it.
Obviously, we know the NCAA tournament's here.
Yeah.
But I forgot Atlanta United has a game here
right this
weekend. So, yeah, y'all be use Martyr.
Yeah, if you can.
Yeah, use Marta.
If it goes to your very specific part of town.
Yeah, exactly. You know how that happens. Yeah. Let me be quiet. Be careful getting in your town.
You live in my part of town. Be careful driving.
But real quick, thank you to everybody. The kids were awesome. Auntie Pam, my heart melted with Andy's Daughter's song. You guys are such great daddies. Aww. That's my Aunt Pam.
Thanks.
I mean, that's just awesome, man. But, yeah, we love doing everything with my family. We are a family. Sometimes don't act like it. Sometimes don't sound like it. But we are very much a family-driven show.
Here's what I would say to people that would say it doesn't sound like it.
Yes.
What does your family sound
like? Yes, we are very.
Because this is what my family sounds
like. Exactly how my family is. You know what lucky. I mean? Yeah.
What if your family just sits around and is always on its P's and Q's?
This is always crazy because that's special when I'm with my family and people like, blank, it's so good to finally meet you. Oh, I'm sorry. I was like, who their daddy?
Yeah, no, they've heard it.
Yeah, they've heard it. They've heard it and everything like that. But
my wife said to me the other day, she was like, I think Lily learned the F word, and I was like, good. You did it. So now when she says it, I don't get in trouble.
But that's the thing that's the biggest thing about that little one, though. He is he just mocked, and I have to do better, and it's not funny, but it's like, it's funny when she gets mad at me about it, because I'm like, because I said that he would just repeat it. He'd be just like, oh, damn. I was like, dog. Like yesterday when Ozzie hit the home run, we're all sitting there and Ozzie hits the home run. I say, blank yeah with the F word, and here comes Bash, blank yeah. I was like,
look, I don't care who you are.
Yeah, all right, man.
Kids cussing.
So I gotta work.
Kids
on
cussing's
that.
Funny,
but I'm getting better though because I'll say flipping yeah,
sure,
and then he'll say flipping.
And you know, I'm not saying kids cussing at teachers. That's not funny.
No,
you know, kids cussing at umpires. That's not funny. But like a little kid saying a cuss word like every now and then.
I just laugh at all of them.
It's comical.
I call that funny.
It's comical. It's a comical thing.
Like, oh damn it, that little girl. Oh freaking damn it. It's
like. I guess, and what you realize is what yours are, like the ones that you say a lot.
Yes.
I'm a big dang it guy.
Yes.
Dang it. Yep. Jack says it.
Yes.
He'll drop a ball or something or like a cracker on the ground. Dang it.
Yeah, and I got to work on it, man, because I ain't no dang it guy.
Yeah, I guess.
I ain't no FCCC around me. You know
what
I mean? Once I uncrack this mic, no feel at all, the field are gone.
Yeah, shockingly done a pretty decent job. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
that's why I'm so happy that she's the one that taught her that word and it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Because if it had been me, the reaction would have been, guess what happened yesterday? It would have been, why does she know that word?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But now,
it's great.
I'm in the clear.
Yeah, I know it's all me. My wife don't cuss unless she's mad at me. Yeah, you mad at me? So my wife, so it comes to me, boy, and I'm doing better. I am. I try not like we got rid of the swear jar when Isaiah was like 3, because I was gonna pay another tuition. they tried to bring the swear jar back. Like, they tried to bring it back.
Isaiah's 20.
Yeah, Isaiah's 20 years old.
imagine the amount of money that would be in that jar.
Dude,
17 years from the Randy McMichael swear jar.
They tried it. Yeah, Isaiah tried it. Well, I think Isaiah was 3 or 4. And then Daddy cuss lot. He's so cute. Daddy cuss lot. I was like, you know what?
It's true.
Daddy's gonna start this thing, this swear jar for you, my guy. Cause I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the best laid
plans. It get to a point where Andy, you like, I know I'm about to go off. Something's going on. Let me go on a prepay.
Let me put a down payment.
Yeah. Let me go. Let me go on a prepay for this damn rent that I'm about to go on.
Or you just like wake up in a bad mood. It feels like a $30 to $40 morning.
Let me go ahead and just
All right. Speaking of all that going on in town this weekend, we'll get to the Sweet 16 games coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll react to what happened last night as well.
My wife just said Lily needs a record deal with Miss Rachel.
There we go. Her current dream is to be a singer, so she is one. She sang on the radio.
Yes, she is.
How many people could say they did that? All right, we'll get to the AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. All you got to do is call and ask us, but we'll start off the 1 o'clock hour with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Ozzie Albies, there goes the first homer of the season for Atlanta. A no-doubter off the bat of Ozzie to give Atlanta the lead in the third inning. Riley in the air out to left center field. Lockridge is back at the track. Goodbye. Austin Riley with a solo shot. And Atlanta has a 4-3 lead in the fourth.
Well, when Ozzie hit that, you were like, oh, that's gone.
Oh, yeah.
That's gone.
He was all over that.
He was all over lefty stands. Yeah. Pow! It was gone. And then he should have had two more. He had two more. A couple of them fell out. Great plays by the outfit, especially one in the right corner over there. Like, that was a great play by him.
It was a great play.
So, you got to give him credit for that. But, I mean, Baldwin.
Because I think that one probably would have been.
That was gone. That was gone. But
the Drake Baldwin one, I don't know if it was going to get over, but it would have been extra base hits. But, the Ozzie one was going to be a home run.
That was going to be a home run. Yeah. So, give them credit. No, I won't give them credit. Whatever. I'm blaming the win. I used to live down there,
give
Andy.
Give them any credit?
I used to live down there, Andy.
Marine layer. All that.
Because, the people don't understand, it's water right behind it. So,
the ocean.
That breeze came off. That breeze came off.
Yeah, no credit at all. Now, they did make some nice catches, but whatever.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Whatever. The thing with this game came down to the Braves bullpen. And I know a lot of people I know my main man Mike Bell, they need more pitching. They do.
They do.
But especially in that position right there.
Yeah, they do.
And then, there was a situation, me and Abe were talking while you were gone, because I'm going to blame it on Hector.
I'm
gonna blame it on Hector.
His fault.
I'm gonna blame it on Hector. Me and Abe were talking because we were wondering why Grant Holmes went. Well, when was the last time Grant actually pitched
in a
game? That could have been the thing where they just wanted to get him a sweat, whatever, like that.
Right.
But I'm blaming this on Hector.
Yeah, Hector Neris.
When Brad Pitt pulled up to the cast, Hector. blame it on Hector.
Yeah, I mean, I like the name Hector. Fun to say.
It's an awesome name.
But I hope we don't have to say it anymore, really.
No, this could have been his audition for Snip. Like, all right,
he failed it.
Hey, let's throw him out there real quick, dog. I know it's high leverage. Let's put him out there.
Failed it.
Tell me this. Because you said it when we started the show. And I want to – is game one high leverage?
Well, look. I mean, 4-3 game. You're coming in relief. It's a one. Yeah, it's high leverage on the road. I mean, what? High leverage can only be September?
I would think so. But I'm a pressure player. So,
every moment could be high leverage.
Well, you're a pressure player, But no, I was just curious. Because I don't understand why he was in there at that situation.
That's my question.
Exactly.
It's just, look, it's game one.
I take it.
The bullpen questions coming into the season were what they were, and then it shows up yesterday. What I don't understand is why the guy that I sort of thought would be one of the two or three least used bullpen pitchers.
But that's what I'm saying.
Is the second guy out of the pen,
Andy,
in the first game.
Andy, when we talked to Grant, and I listened to him because we interviewed my show, but I listened to him on with Dukes and Bell and everything like that. And he's never in the conversation.
We never mentioned that
guy. We never mentioned him.
I knew he was on the team. Yeah. I saw him on the roster yesterday when it came out.
We never mentioned this guy.
Yeah, but it's very much like, you know, they've had guys like this. Every bullpen has guys like this. They pitch when you're losing by six or winning by six. That they're not, or if it's like the final day of a nine-game road trip and your bullpen's been taxed and all that kind of stuff. It's just a weird place to put a guy in on opening game, on opening day. Look, if he goes out there and gets three ground balls yesterday, we don't question it or talk about it. He went out there and got zero outs and gave up three runs and blew the ball game for the team. So that's why his name comes up. He's not a guy that's probably going to be on the team for the whole year.
I would imagine. That's why I'm thinking Schnitt. Like, you know what? I know. I got it. He's from San Diego. And Schnitt didn't want to play return airfare. So you know what?
Well, now I got to look it up.
Yeah, we just leave him out here.
Nah, he's from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah, that's not a long flight.
It's true. Isn't it closer to here?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Geographically?
Yeah, it is.
Well, yeah. His ERA is infinity, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, man. You know.
Can only get better.
Every time we say this on this show, it gets worse.
But literally, if he just gets one out, he gets better next time. If he gives up three runs and gets one out, but then at least he has an ERA.
Now, could it be a situation, and a lot of times when you know who your starting pitcher is, you kind of like, okay, well, Chris Sale is going to go here. So I'm going to go ahead and go to you already because we know that Chris Sale is going to do this. All right, Chris Sale is going to do this. He's going to be great, and he's going to put us in a position to be up like two runs.
Yeah, maybe that was the plan. What I mean? Was you weren't going to use any of the
high
leverage guys.
Could he use the high leverage guys today? Because Lopez is going to do.
Could.
And again, I don't know what to expect. I don't know what to expect from Lopez and everything like that. So that's why, and we keep saying that, I want to see it because we saw unexpected last year, ERA, all those things was cool.
Yeah.
But could it be that point where we see Pierce and all those boys today?
Yeah, you could. You could. And again, hopefully not. Hopefully Lopez has a low pitch count and goes deep in the game and you get to the closer and win it. Chris Sale got better as the start went on yesterday. Wasn't super sharp. Only walked one guy, but gave up some hits. Kind of had some bad luck early as well. But I think he'll be fine. You'll see Reynaldo Lopez today going up against Dylan Cease, who is a guy we spent a lot of time talking about the last couple of years because we thought the Braves might go out and get him. They didn't. And then you got Spencer Schwellenbach on Saturday and A.J. Smith-Shawver on Sunday.
All right, man.
One game. Well, the Mets lost.
That's the most important. Mets lost with Juan Soto striking out. That was a nasty-ass pitch.
It was disgusting.
Too.
Hater got it. Absolutely.
Yes, he did.
Absolutely fooled. But, yeah, I mean, he was up with two runners on with a chance to win the game.
But that's what you want when you're in that situation.
$765 million Soto can't do it.
Because we got to go. Because
Wallet's waiting.
We were all loving the whole thing with the Barry Bonds thing with Chipper Jones. Yeah. He's like, dude got one pitch a game.
And he parked it.
And he parked it.
Every time.
Back-to-back nights. Back-to-back nights. He's one pitch.
Yeah, they don't make them like that.
No.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little NCAA tournament, a little NBA as well, as it's kind of weird news out of Memphis. Obviously, the Hawks had a game last night that they did not win, unfortunately. But two Sweet 16 games in town tonight, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost three decades. With four stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as one, two, three. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Boyaka! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday, coming to you from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. About 40 minutes left for us here hanging out on a happy hour at a bar. Always love that. Dukes and Bell going to be here from 2 to 7, though. If you can't make it before 2 o'clock, they will be here until 7. And then, obviously, you can just hang out, watch the basketball games, too.
What time's the first game today?
7:09.
Oh, not too late. Okay.
7:09. So, Ole Miss and Michigan State, first game right here in Atlanta. And then Michigan and Auburn tip off after that as well. And I do always try to remind myself of this, and we get numb to it a little bit because there's just so much cool stuff that happens in this city all the time.
Right.
Pretty damn cool that there's Sweet 16 games in town tonight.
Oh, yeah, because this will be the first time – no, this is not the first time since everything got canceled here.
You know, I'm not sure. It's like so much stuff happens here all the time. Maybe
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
But just the fact that, you know, and then there'll be Elite Eight games, of course, on Sunday as well. But it's just awesome.
Yeah, and I think because also when you always look at different fan bases, Michigan State basketball, they travel.
Yeah.
Michigan fans always travel.
Sure.
Ole Miss travel. Uh-huh. And we know damn near everybody lives here. One out of four is a damn Auburn Tiger.
There's so many Auburn fans.
I'm hating. So, yeah, they are. I know I'm not hating. No. I made the right choice. They didn't make a good sale.
I'm just saying, like, Auburn.
Yeah, they make it.
What are you going to do?
Have you ever been to Auburn?
I have once.
Okay.
I'm saying, you going to stay there?
No,
you're going to move to Atlanta.
I've been to Auburn.
Now, we had a nice time.
I've been to Auburn.
But it was a weekend, and that was enough.
Yeah.
That's when we were out there on that golf trip, and we went to
that's right. Went to that
bar that was only 20 years old.
Yeah, you were Jackson, right?
Yeah.
Jackson, y'all old asses in the bar with the kids.
They wouldn't let him in because he had a tank top on. And I was like, that girl right there is wearing a seatbelt as a shirt. Like,
dude,
they're like, we don't let guys in without sleeves.
You know something, Buck? And I've been to, I don't know how many clubs. I've been in so many clubs, right? And the dress code part of a club is the most overrated thing. Like, really? Like, and you know me, I'm low key, everything. But I really had to, like, flex one time because ain't nothing in this world more annoying than a damn party promoter, a club promoter. All right, and this guy was like, "Oh yeah, man," because I had it's like three of us, me and three of the boys, right? We were going. They were like, "Yeah, dog, yeah, we don't let nobody in here with shops on, man." You know what I'm saying? That ain't how we get down. This is an upstanding, classy place. And I was like, "Hold on." So tell me this. So and then I went to Pocket Andy. All right, and very rarely it was just one of them days where I just had some dead presidents on me.
Sure.
And I was like, so if I was able, and I had, that's when I was young, didn't know no better, and just wrapping in a rubber band, had a rubber band, and smacked it down. So if I were to say, I'm going to spin this right now in here, can we come in then?
You're going to say no just because I have shorts on?
No.
Seems like bad business.
Yeah. I was like,
wow. So what do you do?
Well, we got a table back there, sir. Yeah, like, shut the hell up, man. Like, it amazes me when people with these dress codes. Like,
there was this one in Seattle, and it's Seattle, where people don't dress nice ever. There was one that tried to do like no sneakers.
Yeah.
Like you can't come in. Well, so what am I supposed to wear?
Like
I'm going to go home and put on some like wingtips? Like what do you think?
What have been some of the fun?
What a club.
What has been some
it's
of the
nightclub?
The fun names that we talked about this week. We talked about Lenny. We done talked about Rufus.
Yeah.
What's another good one? Well, Earl.
Barbara Jean.
Earl.
Barbara Jean's our
Barbara Jean's us.
Our waitress.
But those type of names like that, that's where you go when you wear linen. If you got a name like that, you go with linen suits.
Wallace.
That was it.
Your first name like, Wallace. You got that, multiple that's
where,
linen
suits. That's where you go to, all right? Yeah. But these folks out here trying to have a good time. Like, that was the worst thing about living in Miami. Dog, it's Miami. It's hot as hell. Why do I need to put on a button-up?
Yeah, it's going to sweat.
For you?
A jacket?
Yeah. Like, jacket. I never understood that. I've left places when they say, like, well, a jacket required. Why? I'm going to take it off anyways.
Right.
That was the one thing, like.
If we're having fun, this jacket is going to be completely unnecessary.
I don't understand that part.
In fact, it's going to be restricting.
I'm going to take it off anyway.
It's coming
off. You just got to, and everybody know who listen, know where that place is. Like, hold on. I got to put on a jacket to go in here knowing that I'm going to take it off. So what's the point of me? Yeah, y'all know, and everybody, y'all been there, y'all know what I'm talking about. But yeah.
Oh, wow. Breaking news here from college football. Colorado's Board of Regents approved the new 5-year contract for Deion Sanders.
What are you looking at?
2025, $10
million. Okay.
2026, $10 million. 2027, $11
million. Way to go, Prime.
2028, $11
million. Way to go, Prime.
And 2029,
way to go, Prime.
Just because of inflation and cost of living.
Yes.
2029, $12
million. Okay. Are we surprised by that, considering the revenue that this man has brought to that program?
I'll say the same thing about
that
years. As I say about Kirby's contract and other, you know, big time coaches.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a bargain.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain.
That's a bargain for them.
For what Prime brings
yeah.
to Boulder.
Yep.
And again, if you've never been to Boulder, I know Prime is there, but if you've never been to Boulder, Colorado, it is gorgeous.
It's gorgeous.
It is a beautiful place to go. It is a beautiful place to go. But Prime has brought attention to a dormant. And everybody knows. Nobody gave it. Ever since, who was the last? Who was like Rashawn Salaam? The late Rashawn Salaam? I mean, were they in the Pac-12 when Washington was there?
Yeah. Yeah. They came in
there.
The Pac-12.
Okay, so,
oh, when I was in college, it was – no, they weren't there yet.
Okay, so I'm just thinking, like, what would another great Colorado team or great Colorado player?
No, I mean, you know.
No,
Jeremy Bloom.
I'm talking
they're like real ones.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Cordell Stewart. Yeah, like those.
Like
guys.
I said, Rashawn Salaam. Late.
And they had some nice teams here and there, but nothing.
But
never the attention.
The
like
attention
this.
Yeah, that this man, that Prime, has brought up there, you're damn right you're going to give him that money.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you know one thing that Prime ain't never lost? That shine. Prime ain't never lost that shine from the. Like, what did he say a long time? I was him. I've been him for a long time.
He had the thing last week where he like took his glasses off in the middle of his point.
Just to drive his point across. Look at my eyes.
How blessed he is or
Do
something.
Do I look stressed?
It's all so funny.
Do I look Prime took his shades off and said, "Do I look stressed?"
No, you don't.
You know what I mean? Like this man has built something. Now that means I want to see what the buyout is.
That's a good point.
That's a,
good
you know, question. Because yeah, what we talk about, there's nothing more nothing better than being a fired Division I coach.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
You know what I mean?
Nothing pays better than not coaching college
yeah,
football.
Yeah, but no, I think that.
If you were coaching
yeah, so no, that is not a surprise to me. I didn't hear anything about it.
You look at. No, neither.
Yeah,
neither
you heard about it.
I hadn't heard any rumblings, but you know, every single offseason there's rumblings of like, all right, maybe they should go get Deion when there's a big job open.
Yes.
Not to say that they still couldn't
right.
if a big job came open because they just buy him out, but yeah, $55 million to keep Deion Sanders happy and in Colorado for another 5 years.
Yeah.
It's a smart investment.
Hell yeah, because the kids now. We know about this whole portal, all that, but they gonna come.
Oh yeah. No, there's no. He's already proven
yes,
that.
Yes, he's already proven
it. The man's been there 2 years. He had a Heisman Trophy award winner, and he's
yes.
about to have a top 5 draft pick.
Like, yes,
stuff that does not happen
yes.
there often. It
yes.
has, but
yes.
stuff that does not happen
he
there often.
He got the number one player out of Georgia to go there.
Yes, he
and
did.
Play quarterback.
Yes, he did.
So I mean,
yes, he did.
They're gonna have dudes.
They are gonna have dudes. And here's the thing: like they do those little. Economic, like, impact surveys and stuff like that. What he's done for the Boulder community
right.
on Saturdays
yes.
is worth that in and of itself 3 Saturdays.
Oh, no
You know
doubt.
What I mean?
No
like,
doubt.
The amount of money that they've brought and the attention. So, yeah, now it makes sense.
I got a question for you. I heard Mikey B, what up, baby? I got a question because I saw that I heard Rob was coming in. They were talking about as far as the NCAA brackets, right? And because there's no Pac-12, should they get rid of the regions?
Oh. I don't know. I mean, you still got to have four, right? I mean, you can call them whatever you want.
Yeah, but that was the thing. That's what the question was when the person asked, well, maybe you rename it?
Yeah.
But that's because the Pac-12 is gone.
Right.
Because usually they would try to do their best to get a Pac-12 team or Gonzaga or somebody in the West.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is funny. After Arizona lost last night, and now the furthest West team that's still alive is Texas Tech.
Right.
And the only other one was Arizona.
Right.
Because Arizona, had made it to the Sweet 16. Like, it's happening in football, not surprisingly, because of how mediocre that conference had been for so long. But it's really happening in basketball, too. Because the West Coast, there was UCLA always, but they've taken a big step back over the last couple of years. Arizona is good, but kind of not what they once were, but maybe headed back in that direction, I'm not sure. But Gonzaga's still there. Gonzaga's been the best program on the West Coast for like 15 years, which is crazy to say. Oregon's okay at times, but yeah, I don't know. Yeah, probably. It just sucks, though, because that's just another thing we talk about with college football. It's like you're shrinking it. You're shrinking it. It used to feel like everybody felt like they had a seat at the table and like a chance to win or whatever, at least a chance to get there. You're kind of just making it Big Ten and SEC now.
Right.
But I don't know if the SEC is that much better than everybody. They had seven teams in the Sweet 16. Maybe it.
We got five in the Elite Eight.
Five in the Elite Eight.
Five in the Elite Eight.
And they might get a couple more tonight, too. I think Ole Miss has a great chance to beat Michigan State tonight here in Atlanta. And I would.
Michigan State can't.
Maybe I even will. Maybe I would say I would be willing to bet. Maybe I even will. I like the Auburn. Auburn's what?
Eight and a half
points?
Yeah, I think Auburn's going to
get it. Is it 8.5 or 9.5? Let me look at that.
You're going to put some deckies on it.
I might. I might have to. I like Auburn a lot tonight.
Okay. I like Ole Miss. I like Ole Miss tonight because I don't know if Michigan State – because if Michigan State can make it a physical game, they got them.
Sure.
But Ole Miss is so smart. And like we talked about it before the tournament, they don't turn the ball over. Really good offensive flow. So that's why I'm going to take Ole Miss tonight because – you know what? Damn that. Because I put Izzo out early. You remember that?
Yeah.
In my first bracket.
But then you brought him back.
Then I brought him back.
So
I'm going to stay with Izzo.
No, I do. Look.
I'm going to stay with Izzo. I'm going to go Izzo.
I love what he had to say this week.
I'm definitely going to Houston.
Yeah.
I'm going to go – who am I saying? Houston, Izzo.
You got Michigan State, you got Houston, Tennessee,
Kentucky. I'm going to go Ole Miss and go Kentucky.
I think Kentucky's going to win too, but I think that's going to be the game of the night. I think Kentucky and Tennessee is going to be really good. I think Houston and Auburn are going to win handily. And then it's just, like you said, it's a styles make fights game between Ole Miss and Michigan State, whoever can dictate it. I think Ole Miss gets them though. I think Ole Miss is going to beat them. Anyway, Sweet 16 games tonight. Elite Eight games tomorrow and on Sunday. And then by the time we talk to you again on Monday, we'll know who the Final Four is.
Man.
We'll come back and answer all of your questions here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, or as many of them as we can. The AMA is next. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything on a happy hour Friday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Well, the AMA to wrap the show up here on a Happy Hour Friday as we broadcast live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Dukes and Bell coming up next, also from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw from 2 to 7. So come by and see the guys. AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Final hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Give a couple shout-outs before we jump into the calls, Randy, because a lot of folks have stopped by to see us.
Yes.
Shout-out to C. Beck, a guy that tweets a lot
and
we've interacted with a lot online, came by and said, what's up?
Headed to Chicago.
And then he's coming back
he's
so
coming
he can go
back,
to the Part 3
he's
contest.
He's going to Part 3, which is awesome.
It is awesome.
Which is awesome.
Steven Stoddard, shout-out to my buddy Steven down the bar. Him and his dad did our bathroom a couple years ago.
Hold on, y'all friends because he did your bathroom?
Yeah, and now we're friends.
Really?
Yep. Look, I'll be, you know.
No,
you know
I mean, the bathroom is freaking awesome.
Bathroom's gorgeous.
It's really beautiful. It's freaking awesome. Hold on.
What?
Can we talk about y'all friends?
Yeah.
Y'all friend. So, why I ain't met him?
You have.
I thought I knew all your friends. I just met him just a second.
He was at my 40th birthday party.
I was so tore up that day. I was so blank-faced at your 40th birthday party.
Okay, well, I mean. Yeah. I don't know what you want me to do about that. You met him.
Okay.
All right. But, yeah, no, he did our bathroom because they listened to the show. And remember, I was like, hey, we need a bathroom guy.
All right.
He was like, hey, we do bathrooms. And they did it. And it did an awesome job. And, his kids come to my kids' birthday parties. My kids go to his kids' birthday parties. And he came to my birthday party.
There we go.
Okay. Shout out to Scott as well. Scott sitting right over there.
Scott. Right?
Very, very nice man.
Yes, man. And I – And then the pig hunter.
Well, those guys are always
here. Yeah, they're always here.
I'm just giving shout outs. I mean, we'll give them a shout out, too.
Tink said, and Tink showed a picture, right, of a fish. Beautiful fish. And he threw it back. The hell is wrong with y'all?
Some people do that.
The hell is wrong with y'all?
You know, just for sport.
Man, please.
That's that sports radio host in Chicago got fired over an interaction on Twitter over something like that because he had like a fish that he caught and somebody was like, oh, that's whatever. That fish sucks. And he was like, well, I threw it back anyway. And they're like, yeah, right. No, you didn't. Look at the blood on his gills. And they told him he was going to ruin his life or something. And he got fired. So just, you know, take it easy on social media. Just take it easy on social media. We'll start with Rich, who's in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What up, fellas? Hope you're having a blessed day.
Great day.
Man, I got two questions for y'all. The first question, so maybe like 45 minutes ago, I got a notification that Taylor Jenkins just got fired by the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
What do y'all think that means?
It's
right
weird.
Before the playoffs start. That's kind of crazy. And number two, if y'all could give me your top five comedians just to you, not all what the media say, just to you. I got Bill Burr, Cat Williams, Bernie Mac, Dave Chappelle, and Lavelle Crawford. All of them are amazing to me.
All right, great.
Have a good day.
All right, dog.
Thank you, Rich.
We were both surprised by it. We're just wondering why that coach was fired.
Yeah, the timing is weird with, you know, less than a month of the playoffs. They're in the playoff hunt.
Yes.
Seemingly done a pretty good job.
Yes.
I mean, when his best guy's been healthy, they've been good.
Yeah. It seemed like it was something else.
Yeah, probably something. I mean, I don't know what, but
favorite
something.
Comedians, Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
Red Fox.
Okay.
Bernie Mac. And I'll always do the five is like three guys. Cat Williams, definitely. Earthquake. Love Earthquake.
I don't know Earthquake.
Love Earthquake. And I love Samore because Samore was my neighbor.
Who's that?
Samore, the comedian, lady.
I don't know.
Just watch her.
Okay.
All right.
I was going to try to get a lady in there too because all the ones you said, I agree with for sure. I'm going to put like favorite female comedian. I think Amy Poehler's really funny.
Yes.
She was on Saturday Night Live for a long time in Parks and Rec. Wanda Sykes I saw live one time years ago.
Yes.
Incredible. And I'll say this. He's not in my top five, but I saw Sinbad live one time too.
Everybody says
and that dude was incredible.
A lot of people tell me you got to go see Sinbad.
It was so
every time
good
I see
live.
Sinbad, I see Sinbad in them corny-ass movie roles.
Yeah,
And Walter from Different World
Fair
as
enough.
A door manager.
He
That's
was
it.
So funny.
But I believe
live.
He's funny.
He was great.
Everybody tells me I gotta go see him.
He's not in my top five. I just want to give
just
give Sinbad some love. I hope he's doing okay. He's having some health stuff too.
Phil
is in
eats problem.
Huh? Yeah, I don't
know. Health help.
Phil's in East Point. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Andy, Randy, how y'all doing today on this beautiful Friday?
Good.
What up, man?
So I got a quick question. So I said it was either earlier this week or late last week. You guys were talking about walkie talkies, right?
Yep.
So when myself and my ex-wife got married, we got married on a cruise. So and we had the whole wedding party there. Me and my boys decided to go get walkie-talkies so we could find each other when we couldn't find each other. We gave the fiance, the wife, one. We all had call signs. My question is, what is your call sign, Randy? And Andy, what would yours be?
Sasquatch.
Yammy Bush.
Excuse me? That's what your call sign would be?
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Mine's pretty self-explanatory. Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
I'm Harry.
I like yams and Rick Bush. Yammy Bush.
There you go. Abe was over there nodding hard like walkie-talkies on a cruise is a thing people do.
Used to be now you can chat on the app.
They
walkie-talkie thing was a huge cruise thing back in the day.
I can see that. I definitely could see that.
But I don't understand, like, can you just connect to other people's channels and hear everyone's
conversation? Oh, fair enough.
I always thought that was
real quick, Grant McCauley just tweets out that Spencer Strider will make his first rehab start in AAA Gwinnett on Saturday in Charlotte.
Okay.
You want to take a guess at a corresponding move for the Major League Ball
club? When he comes up.
What did I say?
I think we know who that's going to be.
What did I say?
What would your call sign be?
Damn, Randy, leave it. Don't do it.
I want to know what Randy would have gone with.
They're right there, dog.
Let them eat.
The two devils.
I know who they are.
Go. going.
No, it's
last
segment on Friday.
No, I'm not going to do anything.
Just say that they said
Abe. I think teleporter over now.
The teleporter.
The damn teleporter.
Oh, man. If that, if you get that reference, you're laughing too. All right. Tobobby is in Atlanta. Hey, Tobobby.
All right. So, Randy, if you really want that turkey leg, that Festival where Boys to Men is going to be last year. Williams
She's
Bros had
listening
turkey
to Bobby. Band, so. She's hey to Bobby. I told her it was canceled because she asked about it. I was like, baby, I think they canceled it. And I showed you in that lie. And you remember that that story Kevin Hart said, "If you my friend, you in a lie with me." All right.
You didn't tell me I needed to lie for you. You got to put me in. We can't see each other. I can't just read your mind.
There's no nonverbals.
Yeah.
There's no nonverbals.
Yeah.
It's true.
Bam.
But my question for y'all is, so I'm a little too young to have experienced this era, but there was a business casual era of the club, and you were talking about you can't stand clubs with a dress code.
Yes.
And I vividly remember, like, late aughts, you know, early 2010, there was the business casual era of the club.
Yes.
What era of the club is just the most absurd dress-wise? Because obviously you got early 2000s tall tees, you got 90s,
Great question, Tobobby. Great question.
I went through phases, but I think my favorite is the phase when I met my wife, was I was like, this is when Randy, there was that 1.5 year bougie Randy where I was like doing out of character high end stuff.
Yeah.
This is when I had a tailor. And so, Andy, I promise you, dude, I was so bougie then. Like, I had the custom button ups with the initials on it, on the cuff.
Wow.
With the jeans. Like, I was so overboard.
To have a tailor.
I was so overboard. With it and everything, that again, the one person in the world that could humble me, and she got a hold of it, and she was like, "What? You forgot your name?"
Just in case.
I'll tell you what.
Just in case you need to remember your initials.
The one person in the world that could humble Randy.
Is that what she said when you got your name tattooed on you? Also.
Oh yeah. She's like, "You gonna get lost?"
Just in case. They need to identify
I'd be
you.
A body.
I was a stunner there, dog. And then I went through the rock star phase with the damn Robin jeans, with the belt chains, with the Affliction T-shirts.
Yeah, like the Von Dutch hats
and shirts.
So
yeah.
I was gonna bring that. The worst era was the Affliction Ed Hardy era,
definitely. Dude.
That was the worst era.
Dude, I was
shirts
there.
Tucked into belt buckles.
I was. Hey, put me on the
tribal tats.
Put me in the front of the magazine because that was me. So I thought you could tell me. When Party Like a Rockstar came, I just seen my rocking ass.
Yeah.
I had the spiky bracelet with the bracelet with the spikes on it.
You know how broke I was during the business casual era? That I did participate in it, but I got my blazer from Goodwill. Hey, look good.
It's okay.
It was Brooks Brothers. It was somebody else's first.
Multiple pop collars.
And then it became mine. Oh, yeah.
That also had
I never did that. Yeah. My younger brother did that with the double polo shirt pop collar.
Oh, there was no hell.
Yeah.
There was no hell in the way I was
doing
that.
No.
There was
bad
no hell.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, there was no hell in the way I was
doing
that.
He's listening right now, too, and he knows what I'm talking about.
No, that wasn't happening.
Adam is in North Dakota. Hey, Adam.
They're shooting bears?
What's up, Yeti and Dang Good Bush? I'm in North Dakota, right on I-29 right now.
Okay.
So pretty much every day or after work, I wear some Georgia gear, and people constantly ask me where you're from, Georgia, or they hear the slang and the twang and all that. But, and y'all know the people, but what's the difference between people that announce where they're from before people ask and the people that just tell once they're asked?
Oh God! Those people.
Interesting. Interesting question.
And the thing with it was before Georgia became Georgia. Like when I would wear my Georgia stuff when we lived in San Diego, and I would wear it every Saturday. I would always wear Georgia gear, especially during the season. They were like, that Green Bay. It's a red freaking sweatshirt.
Yeah, I'm wearing the red and black. Green
I'm wearing a red black. And so, but now it's always Georgia. Yeah. But yeah, the people who I was talking about where you from, like those are the worst. Like I'm from St. Louis, Shawty. Oh no. No, Sean is here. I'm from St. Louis. You got third? Or some crap like that.
Yeah, no, people, like, I don't know how to, I know what he's asking. I don't know how to classify, like, what it means or whatever. But it is always funny, especially if somebody's not, like, really from there. Like, maybe their cousins live there and they visited a few times.
Yes.
Because I went to high school with kids that when Nelly came out, they started trying to say, like, right there.
Yes.
And I was like, look.
Start wearing Band-Aids?
Here.
You
we,
are
we
not.
We live in Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Okay.
You were not from there.
Oh, you went there for the summer one week
always.
8 years ago?
Your grandmama from there.
Okay. Right.
Your
exactly.
grandmama.
You don't get to claim that.
Yes.
This, like, or people that'll claim, like, the best version of it. It's like, yeah, my grandma's from a cool city, so I'm going
to
claim that one.
Yeah. Or, like, Atlanta. I'm from Folk Valley. I ain't from Atlanta.
Yeah,
all right?
It's true.
And so when you
now, if you meet people
now,
like
you,
abroad,
I would say whenever we're going cruise or wherever we go to, they say, "Where are you from?" I say, "We're from Liberty." They say, "Well, where is that?" I said, "It's near Atlanta."
Oh, that's funny.
But
okay.
That was growing up. We like we anywhere like, "Hey, I'm from Atlanta." I said, "No, I'm from Folk Valley."
I mean,
like, well, where
the grand scheme of things, pretty far.
But they would say, "Where's Folk Valley?" I would say, "It's probably about 30 minutes south of Macon."
Right. And then they say,
where's Macon? Where's Macon?
All right. Will is in Marietta. Hey, Will.
Yeah. Hey, guys. My question is, am I the crazy one here? Okay. So this is about Kirk Cousins and that whole saga. And you remember a few weeks ago when he asked for a meeting with Arthur Blank?
Yeah.
Well, the Monday before that, I think that was sometime midweek, but the Monday before that, I'm at work just kind of cruising the internet before everybody got there, and I see this story, and it's Kirk Cousins standing in the Oval Office with President Trump shaking hands and, you know, smiling and doing all that, and I went, huh, that's really weird, kind of random out of nowhere, and then a few days later, he asked for a meeting with Arthur Blank, and it occurred to me later, hey, maybe he went to have one old billionaire talk to the other old billionaire about getting out of a contract. And that's what set Arthur off, not because it's political, because somebody's trying to mess with his business. So he got his back up and he said, heck no, I'm doing what's best for Atlanta. That kind of made sense to me. Am I nuts?
Will, I appreciate it. I do think the timeline is a little off because I do think he met with Arthur Blank on Wednesday of that week. And then later in the week, that picture from the Oval Office came out.
Yes.
And I thought it was weird, too. I was like, what's he doing there?
Right.
Didn't win anything.
He did,
you know? Normally, when you're a quarterback and you go to the White House,
you win
he won the Super Bowl.
You win something.
He's stopping by to say hi, I guess. I mean, maybe they just have visitors.
Oh, no, they boys.
Sure.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah,
you know, it's kind of a,
yeah,
a
know,
random
I,
trip,
yeah,
but whatever.
But I was not surprised. Really?
No, I'm not surprised.
Oh,
I'm just always surprised when someone shows up in the Oval Office. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like an easy thing to do, you know?
But again, unless y'all boys.
Unless you're buddies.
Yeah.
But I do not think that had anything
No, definitely not.
I did wonder, like, did he ask him for advice on how to try to get out of it? How should I try to get out of this?
All right. Be annoying as hell and tell him that you're going to try to see if you can spike up your salary.
He's doing great. Then.
Yes.
He's being very annoying. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day. Takeaways of the day.
Andy said this earlier. Andy said the size thing is interesting.
Size thing is interesting.
Yeah, he said the size thing is interesting.
Joe Patrick said kickers can come from anywhere.
Yeah.
That might be the mic issue.
Oh, yeah, Bo might be talking. People might hear it. We don't. Yeah. Sorry,
Randy would prepay the swear jar.
Yes, I would.
Lily wants cookies, not no dang peanuts.
Yeah.
And they get up in you. It's a nightmare.
Avoid that this weekend
please,
if you can.
Man. Yeah, man. Hey, man, clinics are free.
Be safe. Have fun. We'll talk to you Monday at 11.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.